It looks like we won't be seeing an LGBT rights question on the 2016 ballot. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So it seemed a near certainty that LGBT rights groups were ready to go to the ballot to amend Michigan's Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act.
Right, adding protections for LGBT folks because in Michigan you can be fired, denied housing or services for being gay.
But MLive's Jonathan Osting reported last week that LGBT rights groups had pretty much decided against a petition drive.
That's even though recent polling suggests anywhere from 68% to 77% of Michigan voters support expanding the Civil Rights Act. So why not a ballot drive?
Well, Equality Michigan's Summer Foster explains.
We know that if we go to the ballot, we have to be able to have the resources to win.
A ballot campaign on a contentious issue like LGBT rights would likely cost $20 to $25 million.
They'd have to deal with the cost of statewide TV ad buys in a presidential election year.
And the movement simply doesn't have that kind of money here in Michigan.
No, it would have to come from still skeptical national funders.
And it's never been done before.
Right. The 28 states that offer LGBT protections have all done so through their legislatures. It's never been done via a ballot question.
So there's no template for success.
Also, some LGBT groups fear there will be a backlash effect next year now that the Supreme Court has legalized gay marriage. Also, the question would draw out progressives who support gay rights, but
it would also drive up turnout by gay rights opponents.
And then there is the issue of maybe too many ballot proposals.
Yep. Think back to just 2012 when voters rejected all six questions on the ballot.
Every additional question on the ballot increases the likelihood they all fail.
And we're already looking next year at 2, 3, maybe even 4 questions on marijuana.
There could also be questions on prevailing wage, redistricting, fracking, and insurance. So in the face of all that,
LGBT groups say better to focus on getting LGBT rights legislation through the legislature.
Which, frankly, remains very unlikely in the current environment.
So LGBT rights ballot drives will begin in other states where movement leaders think they have more of a sure thing.
Sure thing. And leave the threat hanging out there of a 2018 ballot campaign, which could be a problem because that's the off-presidential election year.
When Republicans tend to enjoy an advantage.
Right, but the GOP might also be concerned that a high-interest ballot drive could alter turnout patterns.
In a year when the governor and every executive statewide office is at stake.
And it could mess with their success.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.